Bionic
Show.
My name is Nico Kapanen.
MHB.
Yo, what's good? This is Fecko, the MC.
My name is Amkelo Mbekeni on Rap Radio Africa.
This is Mode 9. You're listening to Rap Radio Africa.
Hey, yo, this is what we've been waiting for. Rap Radio Africa. My name is Terry the Rap Man. Boys are not smiling.
This is RJ Payne. You're now listening to the Bionic Show podcast.
Greetings from America. This is Ryan Vernell, host of the Ryan Show FM, and you're tuned in to Rap Radio Africa's own The Bionic Show. Bionic, let's get it going, baby. A-bing.
Yo, what's happening? This is Dr. Bars, and you are listening to The Bionic Show on Rap Radio Africa.
Sincere apologies, guys. Sincere, heartfelt apologies. But back on. Yes, please. Let them all know.
Good intelligent music.
The rise of the crocodiles. I'm married to the games to work in the eye. No banal, been a pronoun. Too many colors so bright, I illuminate. Any form of darkness, I annihilate. Morpheus, give me the rap, feel activate. Black Panther, the active and activist. Call the rap, but I don't promote violence.
Zerb, welcome back. I apologize, you know. We're just talking about it and it happened smack on. Okay, I'm bringing you back on there. Thanks, guys, for staying in. Finest hip hop coming out of Africa. Only place you can get it, Rap Radio Africa. Africa's first number one internet rap radio station. Only strictly to keep it proper. Be getting the finest, dopest hip hop from the motherland.
What's up, brother?
Hey, Zub.
Can you hear me now? Can we see each other? Are we stable? Does the internet want us to be great or not?
I can hear you, but I cannot see you.
Oh, that's terrible. I can see you just fine, though. I see you perfectly.
On my screen, it says connecting. And canceled. Yeah, but I can't see that anymore. So I'll invite you again. See what I was saying to you. We're connected. The cats were on. And,
I
see you now.
Great.
So,
can we be great now?
Yeah, we be.
Okay.
But you
good.
See, you see, we were just talking about it and it happened.
Yep. I see it, man. I see it. Let's hope it stays stable now.
I pray so. We can do nothing but pray.
Let's do that, man.
Work. So, Zubs, welcome to Rap Radio Africa.
Thank
Instagram
you,
Live. We've been playing some of your music. But for a while now, you artists can't tell when they're being played because I don't know what happened with Twitter. You know, usually when the music is played, there's a noun playing that automatically posts, right? Something happened on Twitter and everything just went kaput. So we've been playing Africa's Dopest. We like to brag about playing Africa's Dopest. You know?
Thank you.
And we're honored to do that because we have to school ourselves. Let me not say these guys, because we want to win new converts that think hip-hop and rap is all messed up and it's all crappy and hooligan music is still happening. We want to win them. We want to unify. We want to let the young cats know that there were people that did this before, way before that set. Every generation had people that set the things for them. You can't move forward until you know that and acknowledge that and see and learn the ways you move.
You keep cutting in and out. Oh.
Okay, yeah, I see you.
Can you see me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Yeah, you keep disappearing in and out. It's quite a challenge.
Yes, it is. I apologize.
No, listen, I love what you're saying. I think what you're doing is great. It's so important for us to keep sort of reinforcing the efforts that we're doing under the banner of hip-hop right across the continent with each other. For each other, you know, I think that is one of the best things we can do is document this whole movement as often as we can, you know. So big up to you for doing what you're doing, man, and thank you for inviting me on.
Love respect. We're proud to have you. Now, we jump right to it, okay?
Yes.
There's a way we say it in my language. Nuwafa and his 2 years. Now, I'll try to translate that. You're Zambian born. You're Zimbabwean raised, and you're based in South Africa.
Yes, sir.
It's an ill combination already by itself. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's my parents also were very sort of, they moved around as well.
Were they in the army? No.
They were what, sorry?
Were they in the army? Or in the,
no.
Kind of like mine. No, both my folks were in the army. So
I know.
Every 2, 3, 4 years. That's why.
No, I hear that. No, it's nothing like that. They were born, bred Zambian. Then they decided to basically set up their own life in Zim. So they migrated from Zambia to Zim. And then I pretty much followed in the same type of footsteps. It's not an uncommon story for Africans to be a people that constantly move around and make their home in several different places. So that's what it was like for me. I was born in Zambia. My first 5 years, formative years, were out there. And then the rest of my young adult years were in Zim. And then I came to South Africa in 1996, varsity, where I loved it here. I thrived out here. And I decided this is going to be my home. You know, and just like it grew from there, you know? And that's the thing about the beauty of what we do as hip-hop musicians and as artists in general is that it knows no boundaries. It knows no limitations. It can literally break those boundaries and it can unify all types of people. I mean, the fact that we love the hip-hop in the form that we love it in right now is testament to the fact that it has the reach that it has. It breaks the boundaries that it does.
Yep.
So I love that my own life story has been the embodiment of that, the breaking of boundaries and the unification, you know? So awesome. Yeah, that's kind of my story, yeah.
Amazing. Okay, I want to ask you about 2004, okay? When the debut came out.
Yeah.
All right? Now, from then, highly acclaimed, amazing album. I remember there's a China O. Remember China O?
I do, yes, of course.
I keep wondering what happened, you know. So from the days of China, oh, we'll be checking for you, we'll be rocking with Last Letter. So now, from 2004, when Last Letter dropped, and now, what has been changes that you noticed? What are things that have stayed the same? And what are expectations you have in hip-hop? I know it's quite a wide question, but I'm sure you understand. From then to now, how's it been?
You know, it's so funny to say that. I recently did a sit down with MTV Base, not Channel O, MTV Base.
Really?
Yeah, they were celebrating hip hop then and hip hop now. And what they did was they had a conversation with one of the younger generation artists. His name is Willie Cardiac, dope young buck. He was born the year I did my mixtape, my first mixtape. He was born in 2003. So imagine, I'm being dead serious. So imagine I'm sitting across from a guy who was born when I dropped my first mixtape, and he's rising into the peak of his rap career. And we're talking about the differences between our worlds. It's a powerful juxtaposition. You know what I mean?
Just to answer
your question, hip hop has evolved like I would have never dreamed it would. The cats at the forefront, like this Willie Cardiac guy I'm talking about, and his generation are
so
energetic.
Willie Cardiac?
Willie Cardiac, yeah. His generation of artists they're young, obviously, they're vibrant, they're energetic, they're innovative, they're brave, you know, and they pretty much, they don't really check for what people think too much.
Nah.
I remember when we started, that was a big deal. When we started, it was like, yo, what are people going to think? What are people going to say?
Exactly. Am I nice enough?
Am I right? Like, am I going to be able to like fit into this, you know? Whereas for them, they're like, yo, listen, this is how I felt when I woke up this morning in my bedroom. I recorded it and I uploaded it immediately before I took a shower. And then only later do they think about it, right? After 10,000 people have heard it. So that's one of the biggest differences. It's crazy. Another big difference is that there's now so much more reach. It's been accepted. It's now been normalized. When we were doing our thing, it was still an American thing, you know? People still considered it an imported culture, you know? It's not part of our African-ness. So we almost had to integrate us being African and loving this culture that we had imported in its format, you know? Right now, they don't need to do that. Right now, everyone accepts that they are African. Everyone accepts that they are proud and they are strong and their identity is intact. So they can express themselves freely, you know what I mean?
From the different corners, how they feel, the different languages.
Oh, bro, you know it. So that's another big difference. And then another huge difference that I personally have noticed that comes to mind is obviously the money-making avenues that exist right now.
Right now.
Back then, if you're not selling tapes out the boot of your car, if you're not selling CDs in a store, if you're not doing shows on stages, forget about making money with this thing. So parents like my parents, they wouldn't take you seriously when you said, I want to become a hip hop artist. In fact, they'll be like, nah, you're going to varsity. You're going to study. You're going to get a real profession. Whereas right now.
And they will whoop you to do that.
You had to, bro. I had to finish my degree and I'm glad I did. It was a beautiful thing. But my true love was my first love, which was hip hop and it was music. That's all I ever wanted to do. Right now, if you're young and that's all you ever wanted to do, you're like a young buck, Zub's Last Letter in the making, your parents won't even bat an eyelid. They'll be like, listen, go for your dream.
You know, I've seen where the parents actually go to the studio with the kids and book a session. Session that's going to be next week, next month.
Yes.
And they keep checking in on the studio. Is it free now? Can we do something in between? Can we do a half session?
Dude, you're so right. And some of these parents even call me up. The parents call me up and say, listen, my son is really nice. He's got this type of flavor. How can you mentor him? How can you show him the ropes? How can you introduce him to you? I would have loved that opportunity. You know what I mean? All I had was Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, you know, Front Mark.
Not accessible.
Nah, very inaccessible, you know? And then one last thing I want to say, Baeza, is They have idols that they can look up to and admire from right across the continent. You know what I mean? They have people that they can say, yo, I can look to MI, I can look to Burna Boy, I can look to Zub's Last Letter, Proverb, T, AKA, Casper, and it inspires them. We never had that many. I can remember maybe a handful, Reggie Rockstone, I remember Quila from Metaphysics, you know, it was called Peace of Ebony at the time. But that was literally like a handful, you know, Positive Black Soul in Senegal, you know. And then the rest, we had Rakim, Nas, Biggie, you know, Pac, you know, Eminem later on, you know. But, you know, it's good that they now have someone closer that they can look up to and look, walk in the footsteps and then kind of surpass in their own world, you know.
And you know,
so those are just some of the differences.
The word comes in again, accessible. Now they're accessible. Your idols are accessible.
They're right here.
And you reach out, exactly. You reach out, they respond, the life changes.
You hit it right on the nail. Technology, and you just mentioned it now, technology is a game changer for the young bucks who are coming up and trying to break in. It levels the playing field. It gives you access like you would never have had 20 years ago whenever this was started.
Whoa, crazy. So, we want to ask you about... Lastly, we're going to do new music, right? We're going to do new music. So that's what we're going to wrap up with.
Can I just shout out Fiona, who's out here? I'm seeing her in the comments down here.
Yo, Fiona, what's up?
Fiona is...
Shout out to you. You guys, welcome to the...
Kuluva. Who is Kuluva Kuluva? Kuluva Kuluva. Kuluva is something that reminds me of Uzola Mzolisto, one of the also founding pioneers of lyricism. But I wanted to say just about Fiona, and she's saying pioneers there. It was Fiona and people like her that opened up doors for cats like me that helped us be heard. Especially when I say us, I mean the kind of lyrical MCs that weren't really making party music and clappy music, but very sort of lyrical music that was literally about writing, wordplay. People like Fiona gave us an opportunity to have platforms that were strong enough to reach people. YFM did that as well for us, you know, so it was very important to have that. Right now, you have the streaming platforms, you have these social media platforms that do the best work of that or job for that for the cats right now, right across the board too. But I just wanted to shout out Fiona real quick and Shabzi Medallion.
Shabzi Medallion
is one of the cats I'm listening to right now. His Nombula album is banging. So he's in the chat as well. He's just joined, so shout out to the homie.
I think I heard about Shabdi Medallion. Label talks about him. Label from the Assembly.
Yeah, he's nice. Yeah, Label's my about.
Yeah. Label talks. Labels are dude too.
I know. I noticed. I noticed you're like this with the cast from the Assembly. It's Label. It's Cap. It's
exactly.
It's Mel. Yeah, I love that. That's my fan.
You know why?
Tell me.
You know that's so dope.
They're amazing.
The painfully original. They're so real.
Indeed, bro. I agree.
And you see, 100%. Those were my roots. That was where I was coming from. Shout out to Ray. Rachel is an amazing hip hop ambassador. She lives out in the U.S. She says she's a white Nigerian. But she's amazing. We've been doing some work with her. She's putting out a new project. One of the Nigerian pioneers that's dropping a new project.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yo, Rachel. What's
shout
up?
Out, Ray. How far, Ray? How far?
She loves to do Nigeria. You know?
I love it.
So, they're amazing. Cap City Label, Melly Mel.
Have you heard Cap's 18?
Yeah, the new one.
It's amazing, right?
It is ridiculous. You know, I love that. If you haven't done the Monkey Face, the song ain't
real. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Oh, it's amazing. It's disgusting. You know, he and Pro Kid basically A&R'd that album together over the years.
Oh,
and listen, Yeah, man. And listening to it, you can almost feel the spirit of Pro Kid on that project. Listen to it again and listen for the spirit and energy of Pro Kid. You will hear it. It's insane. It's called Ape Tape by Cap. It's amazing.
You know, when I hear them, I hear you, I hear Stokey, I hear Pro Kid. Blow your mind. I have Pro Kid's three albums. Last three albums. I have a friend out in South Africa. Once he dropped, I'm like, dude, I did that Pro Kid album. Don't even mess with it.
Yeah.
If you don't come with it, don't even come back. You know, so we'll be rocking him as well. We'll rock, like, we'll rock him endlessly. Him, WHP, we'll play them way before they pass. Way before they pass.
That's beautiful to hear, man. That's so good to hear, man. Thank you for doing that. And both of them, especially Jabba, they love the continent. They love Nigeria.
Jabba been out here a while.
That guy loved Nigeria. He just loved the continent, and he loved hip-hop music, and he loved connecting the continent and its people with hip-hop.
We're missing.
You know,
we're
I love
missing,
that. We, yo, I miss him all the time.
There's a vacuum. We're missing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wonder what he would have written about COVID season. Imagine WHP dropping a song in the middle of COVID lockdown. It would have just been an amazing moment. You know what I mean? So now we kind of have been robbed of that, which is unfortunate, but I guess we have this catalog of music. We can always go back to the streaming platforms and re-listen to him. But it's not the same without him. I miss him.
Someone like Jabba, I think he'd have been just on the internet 24/7, just talking to the people. Playing music and just talking and just being in touch. That's how I feel he would have been, you know?
He would. He would have been creative. You know? Love creating. He worked at his house. He stayed at his house. He basically did everything at his home. He would have definitely been a part of this lockdown season. Would have been creative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, tell us about Above Ground.
About Above Ground.
Yeah, it's something that we love.
Oh, Above Ground, the TV show, you mean?
Exactly.
Okay, so Above Ground was a dope TV. Are they showing it in Nigeria?
You're surprised? Of course not. Are you kidding? I was just going to ask you, like, aren't you surprised I'm asking Above Ground? So you just hit the nail on the head.
No, wow.
Not in Nigeria.
Not in Nigeria?
I'm always rummaging the internet for African content.
No, that's terrible. That's terrible. We have a lot of Nigerian stuff here in South Africa that we bought. Music, we watch some of your shows on the DSTV bouquet as well. But listen, Above Ground.
It's not even on DSTV. If it was, then it would be shown here, is it?
Yeah, I think, it was on SABC. It was on SABC, so I'm not sure what the story is. But Above Ground was a beautiful documentary series that we did. With One Eye Pictures to basically just show love the hip hop game in South Africa, how it evolved over time looking back.
Sorry, when you say love was, when you say was, I apologize. When you say was, it ended?
Yeah, it ended. It was a series that had a finite number of episodes. We shot them, they aired, and they were beautiful, and then that was that. So now, starting next month, there's another series that's going to be on SABC as well. Documenting the culture, but not from looking back, but looking forward. We're talking about the young bucks and them guys coming up. And I was so happy to be a part of this project. I mean, obviously, I'm not the one who created it. I'm not the one who made all the decisions. I was just asked to come through and contribute. I was so happy to do that. I was so proud to be. It's called SA Hip Hop Rising. And it's going to start in June. So I'm very excited about just how people document the movement out here. It's very encouraging.
That we all must do. We're not documenting, so there's nothing we're living for this young folks.
Yeah, man. It's so important to leave them something.
And it comes to mind now, shouldn't we do like an African thing? Like African, everyone, all encompassing? One huge series? Because I think a movie might not even hold everyone. It won't.
You're right. I absolutely agree with you, bro. I think we need a massive, massive movie series, you know, because there's so much to document, bro. I mean, like,
should I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
We are Lyricist Lounge, Nigeria chapter as well. You know, the Lyricist Lounge.
I do,
so
yeah.
I've been talking with I've been talking with Anthony, so we'll be talking about this, but it's still scattered. It's not firmed up to get yet.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get there. We're talking about something like this. So I know it'll have to involve you out there in South Africa. I'm a boy in Agadaya, Benlulu in Algiers, in East Africa. There's a Ruby from what's the name of the radio? Something Brothers Radio Station. So I know it'll have to involve everyone. And it's just be one rolling ball. You know? So something we should.
It sounds great. It sounds amazing. I mean, look, the continent is massive, and the cities are huge. So it would take a lot of those kind of things. It wouldn't just be one huge one. It would have to be a series of them, you know?
Definitely.
But one thing I love about how, for example, documentaries and stuff are done in the US is that they never stop documenting even small portions and chapters of the story. They keep telling you these stories over and over again, whether it's a lifetime documentary on a boy band from the 90s, or whether it's a life story of a writer or some actor. Like, we need to keep creating, especially in the era of the internet, with all the YouTube access, with all these kind of platforms that are available to just about everybody. We need to keep creating more and more documentation of current stuff, future stuff, as well as past. I feel like that's very important.
It is, and we have to start it now. I think we let it slide too long, because it would have started in the 90s when it would have started.
I agree. I mean, shout out to Siseki. I know he's also in the comment section. Sorry, I do this all the time because I know some of these people personally.
Please, good to acknowledge him.
Yeah, these are my people. Siseki is like my guy, a really, really incredible dude. He's done a lot for hip-hop, but from behind the scenes, he loves the culture, he loves the movement. He's also a great guy, great friend. Big up to Siseki for joining. He says, we are scared to tell the whole story so we don't capture the entire thing. That's a good point. Sometimes the story is a scary story.
True.
Sometimes it's like, yo, do we really want to talk about this at this level? And then we kind of draw back and then we fall back. Also, some decision makers sometimes feel like the public don't want to hear those stories, right? There's some decision makers feel like, yeah, maybe hip-hop tells the kind of stories that are a little bit unpalatable. They're not the kind of things you want to hear, let alone promote and fund and document. But, yo, you can't run from the truth of who you are. What do you think?
Exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say it's beyond what you said. I think that they are afraid to tell the truth. That's what I hear.
Yeah. This is
of finding out the truth. You know, when that guy, for instance, that guy that you put on or that you did work for and that came up on you and is blown down and he doesn't want to tell the story that it's up. Something like that. Or you know, that guy that gave you that song because your friend, he gave you that song that made it happen to you.
Yeah.
But you can't tell the story. You don't want to tell the story. So that's what I
know.
More that than what's there to be scared of? What's there to not want people to tell? Because one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to change the narrative. We're trying to tell our own story from our own point of view. That's when all the truth will come out. That's when our history will be more respected, because I'm like, ooh, that was him. He did that. You know, he was there.
Yep. I agree, 100%.
Yo, Labo's here. What's up, Labo?
What's up, Muchuni?
Welcome,
what up, Muchuni? Yeah, Labo's that guy. So just in terms of what you said about telling our stories, that's what these kids excite me about. They don't wait for the platform to co-sign them. They start their own channel. They start their own platforms. I mean, back in the pre-COVID days when we were still allowed to gather, they would form their own gatherings, fund their own events, book each other as artists. You know, I'm telling you, these kids' story is nuts. I mean, look, if you go on Slicker Online, right, on the website, Slicker Online, you get to see it. This documentary that's going to come out also shows you. These kids are not waiting for co-signs. If they have a story to tell, they will tell it, bro. And they will tell it in first-person perspective. They won't wait for you to approve it or wait to see whether it's palatable or not. Yo, they're at it, man. They're at it. So I feel like there's a real beautiful opportunity to give them the platform to shine and allow our systems, our networks, and our experience to prop them up right about now. I think Stogie, you mentioned him earlier. He's doing a beautiful thing called Freestyle Friday, where he puts people on.
We're on that too.
Oh, yeah, it's so beautiful. He puts people on, old school, new school, male, female, African, American, known, unknown. Like, yo, he's just like throwing cats on. And I feel like there's a beautiful opportunity now to break down the gates that the gatekeepers were keeping. You know what I mean? Just break those down and let hip hop do what it's always done. Provide an open mic for people to come out and speak their truth. You know what I mean?
That's one of the reasons we did Lyricist Lounge. That's what we're about. We started in December. It's open mic. Like, although we bring one an artist that people know, or someone that's buzzing on the ground, that wraps up the open mic at the end. So at the end of the day, just come grab the mic. Do your thing. Then at the end of the event, Lyricist Lounge, you know, you exchange numbers. Hey, okay, I'm coming to your studio. Okay, let's do this. Let's work together. And that's what it's been about from the onset.
I agree. That's the essence of hip-hop. Shout out real quick to Shaz. I know he's saying, what up, Nasleta? What up, Shaz? Shaz is my guy. Shaz, again, I've known for years. He's also doing incredible work in the eventing space. Obviously, COVID is going to give him some interesting challenges going forward. And I know he'll rise above them. Here's how I know he'll rise above them and everyone else who's got the spirit of hip-hop. Hip-hop came from a place of rising above stuff. So I'm not even worried about COVID season and post-lockdown. You've been part of the hip-hop movement, bro. You know. Your stuff is testament. We'll be all right. We'll be good. We'll make it work. You know? That's the spirit of hip-hop. And Shaz, he's one of the guys out here who's been at the forefront of creating platforms and growing platforms. Up. I love what he's doing right now as well with this. And he's in the chat. So shout out to Shaz. And Kudakwashi as well. What up, Kudakwashi?
Peace, guys. Thanks for joining in. Zip is here. He's in the building. We don't be missed him, but he's here. Okay, now tell us about new music. You know, we spoke. Was it yesterday? And you mentioned it. No.
Yeah.
You mentioned new music coming weekend. So talk to us about that. How is that happening?
Sorry, you keep cutting in and out. I can't hear you. You keep cutting in and out.
Oh my goodness. I was talking. Can you hear me now?
It's still choppy. Now it's stable. Go ahead.
Okay. I was talking about that you mentioned yesterday about new music. Tell us about that.
Okay. Yeah, you did talk about it. Yeah, Shaz is also asking the same question.
We can't wait.
The reality is with music, from my perspective, it's not something that I've prioritized as a money-making thing or a career thing anymore, It's not something that I do.
I noticed that.
So it's not something that I do when I have something very pressing on me that I feel like I want out. And when the moment hits, the people just fall into place. And before you know it, music is just doing this. Music is now
pulling.
Oh,
I see.
So now the music is starting to flow, bro. Ever since this COVID thing happened, the music is flowing. Cats have hit me up. People have sent me all kinds of incredible collaboration opportunities. And I don't think it'll be long before we have to wait. Like I told you, and I told you off the record, there's some very cool stuff happening right now. And there's some very interesting collaborations
going on. Oh, that's good to hear.
So I'm pretty excited. Stuff with other people, of course, and then stuff that I'll be doing on my own. I'm on a very interesting tip right now. That's all I can say. I'm on a very interesting vibe, and I think you will like it.
I think we feel it, or that's why this is happening. I think you know how when the universe aligns, I feel that strong.
Yeah.
It's been happening this past 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
We've been having interesting conversations. We've been making some plans. Also, we're working on the cypher. There is this long cypher in Nigeria. I've been keeping it all under the books, but I don't see anyone. So I'll let it out the bag.
Got you.
It's coming. We have the five blazing new MCs that don't play. You won't hear these guys on terrestrial radio. half of them don't have stuff on Spotify or on Apple or no. It's just grinding. And that's what excites us, because imagine the cypher comes on and every bar is crazy. And it's a new face you haven't seen. That's what we want to do. New faces, dope people. So that's coming.
Love it.
Really coming.
I love it. It's the spirit of hip-hop, man. It's beautiful. It's the spirit of hip-hop, and it's encapsulated in the music. So I'm also looking forward to hearing some of that stuff.
Oh, you will. You will. Also, sometimes when you can, tune into the internet station, you hear everyone.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. I didn't catch that at all. What did you say? So you have to repeat yourself. Sorry, bro.
No, it's fine. I said once in a while, tune in to the radio station.
Yes.
So you'll hear some of these guys. That's what's playing in the background. You hear some
See. Okay. No.
We get music from across the globe, across the continent, from Gambia, from Tanzania, from Zimbabwe. There's a guy called Mens Kotet, Fresh Like Us, yes. That Tanzanians. There's a guy called Rakpo, Nigerian.
Yes.
There's Rick Artens. There's dudes in Algeria and Egypt. The dudes out in Gabon, we get these songs in the mail. They're like, play it. So we're excited.
So
I am excited when I tune in because I'm always on, you know. And
I'm
hearing the songs and it's, you know.
Yeah, man. There's nothing as inspiring as tapping into other people's spaces and listening to what their interpretation is of the culture you love so much. Because we both hear Biggie, right? Let's say we both hear Biggie, right? Yeah. Notorious B.I.G. kicking the door, waving the four, bump, 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 bump. Everyone, no matter where you go in the world, no matter where you go on the planet, as soon as you hear bump, 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 you just do this. But then what you come out of, or what comes out of you from hearing that, will be very specific to your context and your area. That's what makes it magical. When you listen to other people from Congo, from Tanzania, Kenya, from Nigeria, Lesotho, Swaziland,
Botswana. It blows my mind.
It's mind-blowing, right? It's so insane. Because the thing is, I can hear the influence of like Dre, right? Or I can hear the influence of Biggie or Pac or Thought. And I hear that he influenced you, but I can tell you've decided to take your own take and find your own voice. You know what I mean?
True that.
You've gone dark over there. I can only imagine that it must
be. I didn't want to interrupt you. I was like, he's seen it. They came right back.
No, of course. Nah, like I said, don't even sweat it. This is Africa, bro. We know what it is. You don't even have to. True. You don't have to explain.
Yo, Zooms, let me say shout out to my boy, Gemini. Gemini is a dope rapper. Gemini is an office man. He's an engineer. He works. Mm-hmm. He earns good money. But he loves hip hop so much, he's still putting out work. It's mind boggling when I think about it. I'm sure he's blushing where he is. Gemini, what up? What up? Peace, brother. You know, so people like
this. Can I just say real quick to Gemini, real quick? Gemini Paradox. I think what you're doing is amazing, right? Why? When you're creating hip hop music, you gotta create from a free space, from an honest space, from a true space. You can't be free and honest and true when you have bills on your neck, when the lights aren't paid, when there's no food in your fridge, when you're struggling to make ends meet. It's almost, you get very good content to make music, but it's almost difficult to let it out. So it's super smart to have a job that pays these bills and be creative. And I tell that to cats all the time because they always say, yo, I'm thinking of quitting my job, do hip hop full time. I'm like, easy, bro, easy. How about maybe you figure out a balance so that you'll be able to fund your life expenses and be able to fully enjoy the creative outlet. Yeah? So when you said that about Gemini, I was like, yo, I need to big him up for doing that because it's super smart to grind, then get to your creative space. One day, you'll be able to just focus on the creative space because that will also pay everything. You know what I mean? It will fund life. But it is irresponsible to drop a stream of income just so you can explore your creative space, I think. And a lot of people don't feel the same way, but I definitely feel that way.
True. I think Gemini is talking to you. But before we get to, he said, first off, we need to know how performance of your life happened. But we'll get to that. You see, okay. The voice. He's a. But let me respond to what you said. Mm-hmm. You know, recently we lost someone, underground rapper Dope. His name is Bob Lyrical. 2 days before he passed, I was on the phone because I know quite a number of them. They're my friends, you know, and we're always talking, we're always vibing and bouncing off each other. He was saying to me, we've been at certain events, been at there's an event called Boom Bap Lounge we used to have that we met at a few times. We're on the phone. Bob Lyrical said to me, he said, Bionic, look, I'm tired, man. I can't do this anymore. I'm like, what? I'm like, you're one of the few rocking it. What are you saying? He said, look, I'm hungry, the bills, I'm here by myself. I left the East because Lagos is in the West. We're in Lagos now. But I've known him from the East, from Eastern Nigeria. See, I'm here. Yeah. Things are tough. It's crazy. I think, and you get here, no airplay. Payola is driving you nuts. They know the music is dope. They won't play it. I could sense he was depressed. We had a long convo. So, 2 days later, his younger brother posted that he had passed.
Wow.
It broke me.
Wow.
I can't express how I felt. I still feel that sometimes when I listen to his music and I think about him. So this came to mind when you were talking about Gemini. This is happening to a lot of the underground rappers.
Yeah, man. It's true. I mean, these stories are incredible because what they do is they allow us to dig from a pool of real life stories in order to touch people's hearts and in order to reach out to them in the point of where they can relate at the point of need. That's important. Yeah. But there's something to be said about making sure that you are okay so that you can create, you know? And there isn't a false dichotomy between creating for money and working for money. It's kind of one arm and the other. They both balance each other out. You know,
right.
It's a smart thing to be passionate about your creativity and passionate about your art form, but passionate enough to be responsible enough to earn a living, you know. And I'm not saying, you know, sacrifice one for the other, because we only have 24 hours in a day. And sometimes the creative process can be overwhelming or consuming. I'm saying find that balance. I promise you will love that. When you find that balance, you will love creating. And you love working. You know what I mean? Eventually, the two will align so beautifully. The frustration of not being able to afford to eat will kill your creativity. That will literally ruin you, you know? And there's nothing more heartbreaking than seeing some of our most creative, most amazingly gifted artists fail to create from a point of just desperation of the basics. You know what I mean? That is one of the most heartbreaking things that at some point we're going to have to deal with head on.
Yeah, Gemini says the balance. He knows.
Yeah, balance,
you know,
bro.
You know, we would have hip-hop events. Gemini lives in the southeast, per se.
Yeah.
We'll have events in Lagos, in the west. It's a 6-7 hour drive.
Yeah.
Gemini would come rocking his personalized gear for that event. He would come rocking his gear, and he's going to go back the same night. That's the
7 hours back again.
Sometimes he flies.
When he can, actually.
But I know the timing, the zeal, wanting to be there, just to be there and just witness. It's not like he's coming to perform. It's not like he's coming to get money. He's just coming to lounge, and we're just talking about listening to old school rap. And
it's the power. It's the power of hip hop, bro. It's the energy of hip hop. It's what makes you and I, Bionic, connect. It's what makes Gemini and I connect. Chaz and I, you know, this is what, like they asked earlier on about performance of your life. That's hip hop. That's what hip hop music does. It brings people into your life that when you guys link up and you connect, you create magic that even you don't know while you're in the moment, how impactful it's going to be and how powerful it's going to be. I mean, just think of the formative guys that I mentioned earlier, whether it's Grandmaster Flash, or Eric B. and Rakim. These guys, literally, it's Big Daddy Kane. It's the energy of hip-hop. It's the spirit that makes them feel excited, that makes them go 7 hours to go to an event where they can just vibe, that makes them touch an African kid right across the universe so that he can listen to it and go, oh, wow, this is amazing. And then start connecting two and two, writing his own stuff. Next thing, he's touching the next guy. And then the next guy, before you know it, there's an entire movement of people like that changing the face of the planet. That's amazing to be a part of something like that. It's a big deal.
That's so true. Big Daddy came recently and was somewhere in Asia. The place was packed.
Yeah, man, of course.
They were all around him, and they just gave him a little space, like 6 feet by 6 feet.
Social distancing.
All around. And he was rocking it.
Yeah.
Somewhere far away in Asia.
That's power, bro. And it's an amazing thing, bro. And you are part of that, you know? The Rap Radio Africa, that the Lyricist Lounge, you personally as DJ Bionic, this is the movement you're part of. It's such a privilege to be part of this big body of stuff. Whether you're in events, whether you're writing, whether you're a DJ, a grab artist, a journalist, you're part of this big, monumental, life-changing movement. It's mind-blowing, bro. It really is.
You know what's even amazing? What's even more amazing? No one taught you this in school.
Nah, this is not something you go to school for, man.
It just came. From just going out to just be with your peers and just the song comes on the radio. And also, I think radio is missing it. It's losing it a bit. Think about it. When we fell in love with hip-hop in the 90s, it was that one song that, by the way, I like to say to people, back then it was, every song was dope. Every two songs was dope. Mm. Now it's just one in 8-9 songs is speaking to you. So back then it was radio that made us fall in love with the hip-hop. It was TV, it was Ed Lover and Dr. Dre on TV. It was back then the dish was that big, you know, and it was cement, it wasn't even mesh. It was like two people in your city that had it, and you would try to make friends with the guy's son so you could go watch Yo MTV Rap, you know?
I remember.
You know, I say to my wife, I say, if you tell me I wouldn't listen to radio now, I would tell you to get out of my face. I can't listen to radio.
Well, the beauty about it is we're living in a time when there are options, and those options do not allow you to have one dope song out of eight. That's not an option anymore. People want dope songs back to back. So what they do is they go onto platforms where they can get only the dope stuff they want to hear back to back. That's what a playlist is. That's what, you know, YouTube is for. That's what streaming platforms do. Even now when we're on IG Live, that's you go to what you want to check out and only what you want to check out. You know what I mean? So, in that sense, this is another one of the good things. No problem. Go ahead.
Gemini said we have rap radio and it was laughing. That's actually one of the reasons why we started this. Where every song is dope. Every song. And also, you know, sometimes you want to do playlists. Like, you have to course after you've heard that nice one, you're looking for the next one and you're sampling it and you go to another app or another platform. But on rap radio, you just kick back.
Yeah, just sit back and let it go.
And all the songs play back to back.
Lovely. That's dope. That's necessary. We need that. I find that these days the currency is not so much money, because I mean not everybody has it, right? The currency is time and attention, right? If you are going to waste my time with 3 or 4 whack joints between dope joints, that's too expensive for me. My time is not, I don't have that time. So right now, in order to have that currency I have of my time and my energy and my attention, you're going to have to keep coming at me with dope stuff. I just want dope stuff.
Hit me all the time.
That's why some formats from back in the day are failing. That's why there's a lot of old school approaches that don't work anymore, because the curation style does not cater to that need for people to not want to waste their time. They still think of currency in monetary terms. They don't see it in terms of people's attention span, interest, people's time. That is the currency. You know, why must we care? Why must we pay attention? Why must we even spend time? You know, you want money out of us? I need a good reason. Yeah, I won't even give you money, which is probably less important than my time, which is much more valuable.
True.
You understand what I'm saying?
True.
So it's interesting. Wow. It's an interesting development.
Wow, this is mind blowing. Wow, but it's true, because now that you say it, I'm thinking back. That's what's happening to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't hear that.
Yeah, man. It's too expensive, bro. I just think of, like you say, when you personalize it, I think of my own personal consumption of music, series, anything that is content-based. It's taken away from my ability to enjoy something else. I mean, the number of series that I would have loved to watch if I had more time, there's just too many. The number of albums I keep every Friday, bro. Every Friday, I was telling you now about Shabzi Madalyan's new album, Nombula. I was like, yo, when it dropped, I wanted to hear it, and I couldn't hear it at the time it dropped. I had to wait a week to hear that album. Luckily, I know Shabzi, he's my little nephew. He sent me music before it came out. You know what I mean? So, but for me, it's like, I don't have that currency to waste. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to go on Twitter, Instagram, or radio, or TV, or anything, and spend my currency, i.e. time and attention span.
And wait, you just be flipping.
Waiting to be hit, waiting for something to come at me. It's like, let me rather spend that time doing this, which I love. And if something hits me, then I'll be hit, because then it literally takes me out. Then I'm willing to spend my currency of time and internet. It's an interesting take. I know some people say you end up living in a bubble and you miss out, but some things I'm happy to miss.
You know what's crazy, Zobs?
What you just described
is happening to everyone. If you love dope music, if you love dope rap, it's happening to you.
And
we're by the numbers. We're by the numbers. Because people are tired. People are.
We'll talk, man. Luckily, people like you exist to give them platforms with options of dopeness. And that's very important. If you can't find a platform you like, create the platform you like. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's where it started from.
I love it. And it shows.
We're a radio station, a radio show on a radio station back in the East. That's where rap radio came from. It was unadulterated rap that wasn't going on terrestrial radio, because I was on radio. Yeah. I saw how they did these guys dirty, and I was one of them. I'm like, when they're gone, they would use their CDs to decorate the studios. Shiny parts. It broke my heart. So I'm like, okay, let's start this rap radio show every Friday night, 9 p.m. to midnight.
I would rock
my guys. I'm like, guys, bring your music. People would call in, people would be like, people would go online and hear it from outside. They're like, wow.
Yeah.
So this was in 2003. Then I was there for like 3-4 years. Then I moved to Lagos. Then it hit. We had to expand, because I now started hearing more music, dope music from the West. And I could access them because I had mutual friends and I knew some of them that have been here out here for a while. And from then, I started hearing stuff online. And I'm like, Zeus, The Assembly, wow. Hey, Mohamed Orange, Algeria, what's going on? So Rap Radio, the show, became Rap Radio Africa.
Beautiful.
I said to guys, they were like, well, what do we have to do? How much do we have to pay to get? I'm like, no, you don't have to pay nothing. Eat by email or chat. The only criteria, just be dope. Just be dope.
I love it.
And that's what's been happening so far. And we're 4 years in, and we hope to do more. You know, we have a bucket list. I like to call it that. We have a bucket list of things. And we've ticked off like 2-3, you know. I will still go strong. Thanks to guys that put out dope music that will be rocking. That is like
thank you.
It's like adding years to your age when you hear a dope song. I'm like, wow.
Ah, that's amazing.
Your span just goes up, like, you know.
Oh, that's amazing. I am so going to jack that line. I'm going to use it. I promise. It's like adding years to your age when you hear a dope song.
Yep.
Oh, that's dope. I like that. Oh, I'm vibing with that. I am messing with that heavy.
That's how I feel. Enjoy, man. That's how I feel.
No, listen. More power to you. Yeah, more power to you. I wish you all the best in that quest. I love that you've taken it upon yourself to make the kind of space you want to see in the landscape. So, yeah, I wish you nothing but the best with that, man. Big up to you.
One last question, so before we let you go.
Yeah, it's getting late out here, bro. It's getting late.
I know. I'm keeping you longer than we plan to do 1 hour. But
It's fine. I love this stuff.
You've been called hip-hop, the hip-hop, Africa's hip-hop ambassador for a while. That's what you're... I hope you know that. That's what they're hitting you with. Now... what do you think about unity across Africa, hip-hop-wise? Because certain areas are thriving more than others. Facts. Mm-hmm. We can't deny that. People fight over it, but I'm like, no, you don't have to fight about it. It's real. You know? Unity and its social impact. Then secondly, the importance and effect of hip-hop collaborations. Something that's been on my mind. You see collaborations?
Yeah.
Its effect and the importance to the culture.
I mean, well, thank you for the hip-hop ambassador title. I own that. I'll take it. I don't mind. I've been called so many things.
I've been called that quite a bit.
They've been calling me all kinds of things. I will take it and own it. But I think one thing we need to do is not focus on the grander picture of uniting the continent. Let's focus on the regional picture of uniting the continent. If we can be about unity in our own spaces, it will then just cross-pollinate and will grow. And what is the best way to cross-pollinate? You said it yourself. Collaborations, bro. Collaborations. You know, I wouldn't be too concerned about who's doing better than who's got a more popping scene than who has more coverage and love. I would more focus on what kind of energy.
Currency.
Yeah, exactly. What kind of energy are you putting out? Who else do you know who's putting out the same energy? Reach out to them. And now with technology at our fingertips, and I know not everybody has access to the tech, but many more people have access to the tech now than they did last month, last year, 10 years ago. It's just getting more and more easy to access each other. Let's use these tools at our disposal. Let's collaborate, let's share, and let's grow ourselves. I don't like the idea of wanting to be helped to grow. I love the concept of growing from ourselves from the inside out, you know? That's probably the best message I could ever send out to anyone on the continent, whether it's in music or any other aspect of life. Grow it from a place of personal passion, personal connection. Find like-minded people, like coal, burn each other into a brighter light. It'll attract more people and attract more people. Before you know it, it's a flame, it's a furnace, it's a bushfire, and you guys have created a movement, you know? Money will come, wheat will come, prosperity will come. But start it here first, you know what I mean? That's what I got. But I don't know. Maybe I'm only saying this because it's like 11 at night down here. Ask me tomorrow. I might give you a different answer, bro.
It's 10 p.m. here, so, but it's all good. No matter what time of day it is, it's all good, brother.
I learned a long time ago that we don't keep normal office hours. Anytime is creation time. Anytime is time to be on. It's like battling. You know when we used to battle? We never used to write our verses before the battle. We used to have be ready, bro. Be ready. That's why I love freestyling with Provo. But Provo was always ready. Always.
Bro,
I'll be like,
crazy.
Verb, here's a beat. Let's go. And then we go. We just go back to back, off the top. Let's go. And I think it's the spirit of hip hop, yet again, that taught me how to do that. Ever ready. Any time of the day, 2 in the morning, let's do it.
They wake you up. Yo. Hey,
Seth, keep going. Yeah, yo. Bionic is talking about, yo, Rap Radio Africa. Let's go. Hey, I'm ready. Let's
go
do
in.
It. Let's go in, bro.
It's so amazing, this gift that will be given.
It absolutely is. I'm so happy. Hip-hop has brought you into my life, Bionic. You're a really dope person to know, a dope connection. You've linked me already to some incredible people. And other people have had access to me through you. So thank you so much for the work that you do and continue to do it. May you continue to be blessed. May you continue to grow. And may you never lose the passion that you have now. May it just be fueled so it continues to give us more fruit. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you for being here. We're going to reach out. Let us know when the new music drops, when it's coming, so we can post it.
I will.
And talk about it. And let's do this again when the music comes, okay?
I love that. Let's do it.
Amazing. All right, thank you so much. God bless you.
And thank you to everybody that was checking us out. Everybody from SA, Siseki, I see you. Thanks to everybody that jumped on as soon as they saw my name up in there. I see Leon is out here talking about Zub. What up, Leon? Yeah. I know. As soon as they see an alert there that says, oh, Zub's on the live, they're like, oh, what? That's rare. Why would he be on a live? And then they jump on. And then they realize, oh, okay, this is obviously something that has got meat to it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. It's a pleasure, my brother.
IG is about to cut us off. 28th.
It's been beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You too, my brother. God bless.
Yo, thank you, guys. Now that was Zub. Thank you so much. Rap Radio Africa. My